Blog Talk Radio.
Give out the phone number. Our phone number where you can call in is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Our chat room is open as well. So do not delay. Get on the line right now. I want to hear from you. This segment is Mosaic Monday. It is an on-time solution from A to Z, all about trying to find out what's going on with you. It's a plethora of information that we're going to be giving tonight. So I'm going to give the phone number one more time so you can get in the queue. And it's talking about jobs tonight. And the area code is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. But before we do anything, we must do a little housekeeping, play our disclaimer. So I will meet you right back here. We're going to be talking about jobs, the do's and don'ts, references on your resume. How well is that working for you? Be back in just a second after our disclaimer.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back, and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back, and you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Mosaic Monday, where we talk about a variety of subjects, giving on-time solutions from A to Z. And tonight, it is all about jobs, saying a good word. How well are your references doing for you on your resume? That is a very good question. A caller last week sent us an email about this very thing, that they found an article in Black Enterprise magazine, and it says, say a good word, how to really work your references. And at the end of many resumes, there is a line that reads, references furnished upon request. But when you really think about that, when you write down those references on your job application, or even the request, you know, if you are asked to furnish resumes, I mean, on your resume to furnish references, how well are you utilizing the references? So it is very important that you pick the right people to represent you on your reference side of your resume or your job application. Because if you don't, that can actually damage you more than you realize. And after reading the article myself, I will read a little bit of it, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines. And it says this. It says, at the end of many resumes, you hear the line, references furnished upon request. But how confident are you if you have those references have to actually be called? If you use the wrong person on your references, can it really damage you? That was one of the questions. And actually, it really can damage you. Because believe it or not, even if you have a very good working relationship with a supervisor, it does not mean that that person is actually going to give you the best reference that you can possibly get. And I know that may sound really amazing, but you never know whether or not the person is actually equipped to actually give you the proper verification, or should I say give you a good reference, if you will. They're not able to actually speak on your behalf for your new position. So I'm going to open up the phone lines right now, and the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343, and our chat room is open as well. I'm going to go to, I believe, the Chicagoland area. Last four digits of your number is 1238. How are you this evening?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing great, and I have a question for you. I know all of us in seeking employment at one point or another had to fill in the reference section of the application. Have you ever had an experience where someone put you down as a reference and you weren't quite, didn't even realize that they had, one, put you down, and did not even know which type of position they were looking for?
Yes. Did a very bad job of, I think I did a very bad job. I did an okay job of giving the reference, and I think the person at the other end kind of knew that, you know, I knew the person's work habits in a general sense, but not for the position that I think. I didn't even know what position they were going for, and naturally they didn't, you know, ask. Yeah, they didn't tell me, so I didn't know. But I think they got a good sense that generally the person was an excellent employee, but I didn't know if I was actually specifying the qualities that they needed for the job. But yeah, for anybody that does that, for the person that you're getting the reference, talk to them first, please, so they don't mess it up for you.
And that is so true. I mean, one of the things in the article, it says that job seekers make several unnecessary mistakes when offering references to contact their employers. And there, I have seen on applications where it says, is it okay to contact your previous employer? And depending on, you might think that you've actually done well. And you don't know whether or not that immediate supervisor or even their supervisor will even be there when they call. You don't know what kind of feedback they're going to give you, although by law they're not supposed to say anything derogatory to impede you from getting your new position. But you never know what kind of referral you're actually going to be getting. So you do need, in my opinion, you really need to make sure that you're putting the right people down as a reference.
Definitely. Very, very definitely. And also realize that a lot of times you're going to get the HR department. And what the HR department is going to do is get the release that you signed from the company that needs the reference, and they're going to open your file and see, like, what really your last, to be honest with you, see what your last review was. So that's the information that they're going to take.
Like you said, that's true.
Right. If your last review wasn't that good, that's the last thing they have. So, again, be careful.
So, in your opinion, what would you say would be the best way or the best, what is the best tactic for actually utilizing your references or picking the right people as references for you?
One, you kind of want to pick somebody who recently has had, you've dealt with, who actually has had, you've had interaction with very recently, no more than about 6 months, because that's considered recent. Depending on what job you have, understand that the basic skills of any job are really all of the same. Everything from communication skills to customer service to everybody's got that across the board, and that's what you want to show. Like I said, get people who you've dealt with on a one-to-one basis, or even within the company, but make it current. So that way they can talk to someone who's known you within the past 6 months and say, you know, she worked on this project, she worked on that project, and, you know, it was a joy working with her. Those are the kind of references that you want.
And that is true. Another thing that the article said that I found very interesting, it says many job seekers pick people who are higher in the company and whom impressive-sounding titles may be one of the things that they make a mistake in actually choosing people, because it may be more impressive from the inside of the company than it is from the outside. So, like, if I am your new prospective employer, you're trying to get a job with me, so you may pick someone who may, at your old job, the position might be, think of something real quick. It may say second level management of the recycling department. Well, even though that's really generic what I just said, from the out, you know, maybe in that company structure, that may be a really big deal, but to the new job that you're trying to get, they may look at that as saying, well, in our company, that's not as high ranking position.
Well, that's like the sales department. You know, you're from a smaller company. You're getting you're asking a reference from the smaller company that was more personalized into a bigger sales department. So when you say, "Well, I'm going from sales to sales supervisor," they're like, "Okay, well," they have to match the two and see what's the difference between your job description and the one that you're headed toward. Or the one that you want.
Right. I would agree with that. Now, we have someone in the chat room, and they have a question. They said, well, what is your suggestion when an employer does ask for references, is it okay to utilize associations as a reference?
Associations are wonderful to use, but again, be careful. When you deal with any association, for you know, associations are great because one, it shows that you are taking your job seriously. So if you're going to any certifications or any, you know, taking classes from that, that's beautiful. Let that in there because you're actually going to meet people within the association, going to meet people automatically there. Use that, kind of be careful. I would say use that for your licenses and prior certifications and what classes you take. After that, you're kind of getting in sticky business because the same person that you, the world is a very small globe. You might run into the person that you gave a reference to. They might know them. So if you said, well, I've known them for the past 6 months, and, you know, again, be careful with your information. So, no. I would say only use associations when it comes to your licenses and education, not for your references. You can mention it. Because you can check, you know, I do reference checks all the time for my company. So you can check, and it's a beautiful thing to say that I know you're ongoing, and that's great. I want to see that. After that, leave it alone. You're on sticky ground.
All right. Well, we have another question that's coming from, unrelated to what we're talking about, but, I mean, because this is, we're talking about jobs and careers. Their question was, what do you do if you're looking for a job, you've been unemployed for over a year, how do you place your references then? Because if recent is 6 months and you've been unemployed for over a year, what do you suggest in that situation?
The one thing I typically suggest to anyone who's been off that much, volunteer. Because you're still working, you're just not working for money. That is still a reference that you put down. It's not empty space. I mean, junior achievement is a prime example. You don't get paid for that, but any employer that looks at that goes, oh, my. Well, I wasn't working, I was unemployed, but I did junior achievement and, you know, filled my time dealing with the kids. That's a good thing. Because it's still not an empty space. Employers get mad with empty spaces. And when it comes to references, that's one of the most wonderful references that you can give.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Now, I, on a different subject, want to talk about the best websites for job hunters. Since we're talking about jobs, one of the things that I have found in this article, and you can reference this, it is in CNNMoney.com, and you can find this article there on their website. And the 30 best websites for job hunters, and we're not going to be able to do all 30, but I will give you a couple of them. And it's Simply Hired. They have been voted one of the top for trying to find a job. Of course, Hot Jobs is another one that has ranked very high. I've never heard of some of these, but I found it really interesting. It was Indeed. That's I-N-D-E-E-D. Indeed is a very good hot one. Of course, everyone knows Career Builders. You can find jobs. One of the hot lists is employmentguide.com. And then you have NetTemps is another one that you can find some really good jobs on. Snagajob.com. It's some pretty cool ones on here. And then there is, of course, Monster. CareerBank.com is another one if you're looking for accounting and finance, if your job that you're looking for is in that field. If you're looking for one that's in the health department, there's Absolutely Healthcare is another one that you can look up, or AllHealthcareJobs.com. Then there is one that is it's theleaders.com, and this is for senior level executives. So you can definitely find something there. And these people are hiring. These are active lists. What I'm giving you now is something that you can actually go online right now, and they have jobs that they are trying to fill. Jobs in Logics is another good hot site that I've gotten reference to this week. And we're going to start doing this every Monday. We're going to give you some really good tips because Monday is a good time to start looking. For those of you all who are looking, there is another one that I found that was really, and this is for IT jobs. It's called DICE, D-I-C-E. And that's a website for all those techie people. You're looking for a job. DICE is a very good site to go to. And then for those who are in healthcare, BioSpace. That's interesting. HealthCareerWeb.com for those in the healthcare industry. For hotels and hospitality, there is HCareers is a website that you can go to. If you're looking for something that is geographical, which means it's like all over the world, there is JobCircle.com. So these are just a few of the ones that were on the hot list, and I will try to make sure that every week we come up with who is hiring, because in these hard economic times, people are looking for work. They're not just being lazy, you know, and there are jobs out here, especially in the green, you know, going green. There are a lot of green jobs. I mean, you may have to be retrained for them, but that is something that you really need to look into. But they are hiring, guys. There are people out here that are definitely hiring. So you need to probably stretch out, look a little beyond what you normally do, and try to get out there and actually scratch the pavement and maybe find something that you don't normally do. Look at your resume, and maybe we need to dust off the cobwebs and redo that. Wouldn't you agree? 312. Area code 312, you're on the air.
Yes, guys, sorry about that. Somehow we got in with definitely dust off the cobwebs. Even I need to dust them off. You need, anytime you get another job or anything, update it. Update, always update.
Yeah, I mean, that is really important because, believe it or not, a lot of those things that we don't really think about, if you notice that on all of your job descriptions, you have those all other related duties that have, you know, that may not be necessarily mentioned in your job description. If you look over what you have done, all of the training that you have gone to with your last employer or even the employer before that, any training that you have done, those are skills, marketable skills, or the company would not have spent their money sending you there or training you. So believe it or not, like they said, with your education, that's one thing that no one can ever take away from you. Those trainings that you get from your previous or even present employer, add those to your resume. Because those are marketable.
Also, Diamond, once you get to a certain stage, especially when you get like middle management, you need to turn your resume into a vita, because here's the thing, list all of it. Then depending on what you need, you can, as we say, copy and paste and make the resume fit whatever job that you're applying for. And save yourself some time.
That's right. And actually really, really look at what the employer is looking for. When they post the job, look at what they're asking, those duties. Take a really, really good look at what they're asking for those positions, and then take a look at your resume and see if you actually have skills that you've done from your previous employment or even those, you know, training classes, and spruce up your resume to reflect what they're looking for. Now, I do not ever say for anyone to lie on their resume, because that is the quickest way to get fired if you do get the job. But there is nothing wrong with actually listing what you know and what you do and what you have done. Those all other related duties are important. So you should list that. So those are just little tidbits. Little tidbits of information that we need to do. And maybe on future shows we will go in a little bit deeper on actually what you should include and not include in your resume, because I think that's meant, you know, we did get a request last season when we did a jobs show for some more in-depth tools and tricks, as you say. Not tricking as in you're tricking your prospective employer, but tricks that you can use on your resume to kind of tailor it to the job that you're seeking. And we probably do need to actually go through and go step by step on what you can, what you should include, what you shouldn't include, and especially like tonight we were talking a little bit about those references, because they can either help you or hurt you. So you need to make sure that we're giving the best on-time advice on this show, and we really, really try to do that. And we are really closing in, close to almost the conclusion of our show. But before I go, I would like to open up the phone lines once again. And if there is something that you would like to talk about in regards to employment, jobs, unemployment, what's going on in the government as far as the jobs bill that the president is talking about, give me a call right now. And that area code is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And the chat room is open as well. Oh, here. Someone in the chat room just asked, did anyone hear what happened over the weekend with the president as far as his job bill is concerned? So could anybody, even on the phones or on the in the chat room, tell us a little bit about what happened?
Well, I think that, the one I remember was the one in reference to the Black Caucus, where he was telling the Black Caucus that they need to start doing their job and quit whining like a bunch of little girls and put their marching shoes on and work with him to get jobs for African Americans instead of sitting there whining about it. And the Black Caucus, through all of this, has been so quiet and meek, and they should have been making a joyful noise and marching and working with him to get some jobs and stuff done. But they've been sitting back so complacent and accepting the GOP and whatever it dished out, then why do you have a reason to complain?
Oh, my. So, you know, wow. I'm pretty sure that was a heated debate.
Oh, yeah. He, you know what? The thing of it is that when you are a leader, your job is, sometimes you have to rally and rile the people to get them to shake up and realize that if you want to get something done, you have to move forward. Did he say it in a nice way? I don't think they needed it just the way, to me, where it came out right.
In other words, he needed to shake up some dead bones.
Exactly. He needed to rattle some, as they say, he needed to put some birds under some saddle and get the Black Caucus to get up off their behind. And we have very highly intelligent Black people. But sometimes we get so lazy and so complacent, we're like that old horse. We're not ready for the glue factory, but there's still some life in it. But, you know, you got to rally back up. And that's
what I think the biggest problem, and this is just my opinion, is that everyone has forgotten that he has to be everyone's president. He is the president of the United States of America, not
exactly
one particular race of people. And, you know, he is a figurehead for one thing, and he cannot work to affect change without the collective. And it takes,
and that's what he was telling us.
You know, it takes everyone. It takes the House. It takes the Senate. And they have to work on our behalf, because we have actually voted all of them in. And it's not one person. It's not the other person. We have to work as a collective. If we don't like what the Senate or the House is doing, then we as the voters need to have our voices be heard, and not just only on Election Day. We need to hold all of them accountable, not just the president. He can't. This is not a dictatorship. We do not live under a monarchy. So, you know, we actually have to be more put our the House and the Senate, make them more accountable than we do the president, because they are the ones that actually push things, get the laws done. You know, they get the bills on the floor. And if they're not speaking on our behalf, then that's the problem. They have to speak for their constituents. And it shouldn't be, we shouldn't have a problem getting jobs. And it shouldn't be,
the president of the Black Caucus, I give them credit this morning, said, you know, he did come at us quite abruptly, but you know what? That's what we needed. And so you have a lot of black leaders and black and activists across the board that are saying, you know what? He's right. You know, we've been moaning and groaning amongst ourselves, but we've let the GOP get away with murder, and nobody's doing anything except sitting groaning and groaning. So I think I've always thought that he got that job for a reason. I feel sorry for him, to be honest with you. And I still think good things are going to be coming from him continuously, even with them blocking him as much as they can.
Well, I definitely agree. I am hoping that we can get some jobs going for, you know, the American people. We need to make sure that we support anyone that is trying to evoke positive change and economic growth in this country and as well as all over the world. So we have really completely run out of time. It has been such a wonderful show. And I want to thank everyone for joining us for Mosaic Monday on Secure Your Life. And make sure that you tune in tomorrow, when we will actually have a chance to rant and rave, because tomorrow is Tough Talk Tuesday. No holds barred, real talk about real issues. And whatever has gotten your panties in a bunch, your knickers in a knot, whether it is the economy, the lack of jobs, health care, I don't care what it is, we want to hear about it tomorrow. So make sure that you definitely tune in. You can email us, and that would be show, S-H-O-W, at secureyourlife.net or .com. Okay, so that's show, S-H-O-W, at S-E-U-R-E-Y-O-U-R, and life is always spelled on this show, LYFE.net. So until next time, I want to thank all of you all for joining us, and don't forget that you can email the show, you can leave comments on this actual website for Blog Talk, and you can also leave comments on our regular website, which is secureyourlife.com or .net. So that's S-E-C-U-R-E-Y-O-U-R-L-Y-F-E. We look forward to hearing from you, and until tomorrow, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. I'm thinking back.